There's a lot of political pressure in this world right now. And it started in November. And I thought that on November the 5th, everybody would just shut up. But I was wrong. I don't talk politics with him because I don't really care. He's going to look you up and see that whatever you're posting, he's going to call me up and be like, Gerard, why'd you just connect me with this nutbag? So I was employed, right? I had a job. I liked where I worked. They paid me good money. Anybody asked me to come interview at their place, I'd go do it. What's up, everybody? Gerard and...
Hey, Sarah. Welcome back.
Hey, Sarah. Welcome back. Hey, so look, we're back again. We were kind of discussion, not an argument. We don't argue.
Right.
We discuss.
Right.
We discuss. We passionately discuss. Right?
So, that's a good word.
Yeah, I like that. Passionately display our viewpoints.
I think it's a lot of fun debating with you because we do often see things very differently. Gabby's here, by the way.
That's fine. Debating.
But maybe at the end of the day, that we are able to understand each other's viewpoints on that. And so one thing we were talking about just recently was if you should always take the meeting. And we both feel very differently about that. I feel like my time is just cut too short as it is. I will not always take the meeting. But what is your viewpoint on that?
My viewpoint is I always take the meeting. Right.
And if you know Gerard very well, you know that he would always take
the meeting. I'm taking the meeting. He wants to sit down and have coffee about whatever. Yeah, I'm in. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what you want. Yeah, I don't know. I know you want something.
Right. I already know there's a hidden agenda. And if I'm not really trying to collaborate, I'm not really going to take that meeting.
But it's okay. So I don't know if I'm going to collaborate or not. I don't even know if it's something we can collaborate on. I don't know.
Right.
Where we are.
Right. And he's been really good about that because he will always take the meeting.
Yeah.
And a lot of times come back with things that end up being really helpful, ways that we can partner with certain people that I would have just never initially thought about.
Because you don't know. Mm-hmm. So for me, I take the meeting because one, I don't know. First of all, right. And this is the main thing is like, first of all, if you took the time, you want to sit down with me about something, then I got to at least listen.
Right. Yeah.
That's just my thought on that.
Well, take me to the place where sometimes you wish you did not take the meeting. Do you have an example of that? Hey, Gabby.
Hey, how are you?
Come here.
Come here for a second. Hurry. Because if you're going to be loud, you might as well come here. If you're going to be loud, make a bunch of noise, you might as well come here.
Come in here.
Oh, yeah. Come on in. Come on in here. Come on. Or it's either that or be quiet. Figure it out.
Nobody opened the door for her.
Oh.
But she has the key.
Okay. All right. Well, look. you want a time where...
Where maybe you kind of wish you didn't take the meeting. Does that happen more often than you're happy that you did? Because you had a schedule where it used to just kind of be literally like, I'm meeting with this person, and this person. Like you would have 3 to 5 meetings a day. Your week would be just completely full. And it started to hinder things that you really were wanting to put on your schedule.
And that's what it came down to is it did. It started hindering things I wanted to do. But there's a lot of times where I took the meeting. But I'm talking about first starting out, right? When I'm just starting out and I had to take every meeting. I don't know what I don't know. But then you're right. As things started to pick up and I started getting busier, I started saying yes to everything. And then what happens is when you say yes to everything, you say no to something else.
Inadvertently.
Right? Right. No, deliberately. It's yes to this means no to that.
True.
That's just it.
True.
That's it. When you're saying yes to, I'm going to take this meeting between 1 and 2 on Tuesday afternoon, you're saying no to everything else on that time. That's what you're doing. It's not inadvertently. It is a direct correlation.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, many a times, and I'm sure you guys are going to get mad, you know, but like at the end of the year, every lender in America wants to sit down and have coffee, right? And I don't take those meetings anymore. You know why? Because I'm busy, right? Where were you? Like, if you want to take, sorry. So here's the thing, right? Don't call me up and ask me to send you business. Like, because I don't even know who you are. I'm just going to send you business because you like my stuff on social media or whatever. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and here's another thing too. We're going to talk about taking the meeting. We're going to circle back to that.
Okay.
But right now I'm going to say this. I'm going to go off on a tangent right now, right? Okay. Completely on the tangent.
I got you fired up.
I'm going on a tangent right now.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the tangent, right? There's a lot of political pressure in this world right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it started in November. And I thought that on November the 5th, everybody would just shut up, right? And they'd be done. But I was wrong. So what happens is you got all these people now, right? That work for themselves, right? Realtors, lenders, painters, home inspectors. Mm. And they are on the internet doing the thing. Like, they're doing the thing, right? You got a lender on here going, Joe Biden's laptop, Kamala Harris this.
So they're getting politically involved with their viewpoint.
And then on the other side, you got this dude saying the liberals this and that, right? So like whatever your thing is, whatever your cup of tea is politically, if you are a person that works for yourself, why on God's earth, it's a free country, you say what you want, mm-hmm. but why would you alienate half the population mm-hmm. with all of your posts? Mm-hmm. Because half the people won't want to work with you anymore.
Right.
And guess what's going to happen? I can't refer you.
Mm-hmm. Because you might not have clients that appreciate those viewpoints.
Exactly. So what I'm going to take a... So lender's going to be posting that he loves Donald Trump or he hates Donald Trump or he whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He's going to post that all day.
Love you, Gabby.
Love you. Have a good day. So have a good practice. So this dude's going to post all day about how much he loves or hates Donald Trump, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to refer him to a client of mine that I don't know what his political background is because I don't talk politics with him because I don't really care. And then you're going to go over to, he's going to look you up and see that whatever you're posting, he's going to call me up and be like, Gerard, why'd you just connect me with this nutbag? Mm-hmm. Like what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So people that work for yourselves, it's America. It's a free country. You say what you want to say. There's consequences to it.
Right. Just know that there may be consequences to it. We're not saying don't do it or that.
Do what you want. Just don't call me and ask me to send you business.
You just can't be mad at the end of the day if there is no sharing of the contacts or referring anybody out. Look, bro,
we can go to coffee. We can be lunch. We can be friends. Mm-hmm. I'm not sending you my clients because mm-hmm. I don't know if your political views align with theirs because I'm not asking them.
Mm-hmm. Or any real political is a hot topic right now.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying, mm-hmm. right? Is that okay? Was that all right there?
Yeah, that was fine.
People drive me crazy with that, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, man.
And you might not even know, like, when I'm, you know, when you're meeting with somebody and you have coffee and they're asking you to share their business, you know, they give you cards or whatever, mm-hmm. and then you might not even know that's on their social media. I don't have time to look at people's social media. I barely have time to post for my own business on social media.
Right.
So some people just don't look. And you don't want to get caught.
And I'm not looking. I don't really care. I just mm-hmm. don't want to get caught where I sent a client of mine, whatever their views are, because I work with everybody. I don't care mm-hmm. what your political views are, whatever your views are, whatever. We can work together. I don't know if their views align with yours. Mm-hmm. And if you're that social freaking crazy nut job that's posting every 5 minutes about what happened on the news, mm-hmm. you're crazy. Stop, please. Mm-hmm. Well, you can do it. Just don't ask for my business. Okay, so when you first start off, yeah, I did take a lot of meetings I probably shouldn't have taken, right?
And maybe that's what you had to do, you know, from where you were starting with your career.
Well, you just don't know, too. Like I said, if somebody takes interest, like I tell the kids, right? Same thing, right? Just like with the birthday parties. It's the same thing as taking the meeting. When somebody in your class mm-hmm. that you really don't know, but they don't know them, they don't really know you. You don't dislike them or like them. You just don't know them.
Mm-hmm.
And they invite you to their birthday party. Mm-hmm. And there's 20 invites that can go out. And mm-hmm. if you're one of the 20, if you're mm-hmm. not doing anything,
mm-hmm.
go. Because the person took a list. They have 20 slots that they could fill with anybody in the world. And your name came up. So I'm not saying go because they're going to a cool place or something. I'm saying go because they took the time to think about you, mm-hmm. for you to go there.
Mm-hmm.
They reserved a seat for you and whatever the thing was. Mm-hmm. If you're not doing anything and you just don't know them, go. So same thing. If somebody who I don't know reaches out and I see that they're not a lender or a home inspector or one of the title company or one of the usual suspects that I know why you're calling me, mm-hmm. right? If you want to, hey, man, we should connect over whatever. Okay, great. Let's mm-hmm. go. I got no problem with that because there's millions of people in the world. And mm-hmm. for you to think of me to say, hey, let's sit down and talk about whatever it is, there's something you saw or took interest in that you wanted to talk to me about.
True.
So, yeah, so we're on the opposite side there. Like, I'll go to some meetings and she'll be like, why did you do that? And I'll come back. And there's some times where she's 100% right. She told me recently, and actually it was July, do not go to this meeting. And I was like, what do you think? It'll be great. You know, is this and that I can make? I'm not even going to talk about it. I'm going to talk about it after because I don't want to get ostracized.
Right.
So
it's a meeting that's a commitment. We'll just put it that way.
All right. It's a commitment meeting. Mm-hmm. Okay. That I got to go to.
And we talk about commitment all the time. If you commit to something, then you need to be there.
Yeah.
We do that with our kids too.
So she told me, what she told me was, hey, you really don't have time to do that. And I was like, yeah, I do. I can make time. We're going to do this and that. You always got time to do stuff. You just got to figure out, you know? Mm-hmm. So I decided to take it. And probably 1 month into it, I was like, yo, man, I don't know if I should be doing this. Right?
Right. But you're committed.
I'm committed for now.
Right.
Because the thing is like what happened was, and this is, goes back to like goals, right? So the goal, so you got to make sure that the goals that you align yourself with, like actually end up the with the end result or which or the organizations you decide to align yourself with, your
help
goals,
get you to where you need to be.
Help you where you need to be. So if my goal is to, you know, sell this many houses or do this many transactions and your goal is doesn't align with my goals, then we're misaligned.
Right. And I mean ultimately it's not just a selfish standpoint that I take this from. It's also because you want to elevate others as well. So you need to make sure you're committed to the things where you can excel at and help others too.
Yeah. So, and if you're not, if those things don't line up, then you're misaligned. You shouldn't do it. So, but it does. Sometimes it takes an initial meeting to see whether or not it's something that, because I don't want to miss out. Like when I used to, all right, going back to that, always take the meeting, right? So I was employed, right? I had a job. I had a really good job. Mm-hmm. I liked where I worked. Mm-hmm. I liked everything about it. They paid me good money. Anybody asked me to come interview at their place, I'd go do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't know.
Right.
I'd go interview with it. And then you know what it would do too? It gave me practice. So I practiced interviewing. I practiced the questions. And then I could say whatever I want because I didn't want your job anyway. Mm-hmm. I'm just coming here. So when you start asking me questions, I start firing back. I'm like, yo, man, why should I? So I always looked at interviews like this. They were interviewing me, like, you know, the guy sitting there, like, asking me about my strengths and my weaknesses and all this bull crap, you know, like, you know, those questions, right?
I do too.
But you know what I mean? Like, so they're asking you all these questions, right? Mm-hmm. So then I start asking them questions. Like, hey, man, what happened to the last guy that did this job?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, he wasn't really a good fit because this and that. I'm looking to see if they're going to say something bad about him because they say something bad about him. They're going to say something bad about me. And you know, so they pass that test and then I'm like, okay man, well, why are you always hiring for this job? And they're like, oh well, you know, we just can't seem to find the right fit. So then guess what I'm starting to think now? It's y'all, it ain't me, it ain't the job, it's you. Right? So when you take the meeting, you work on other muscles, you work on other things, like, because you know, if you're calling me for go to a meeting, we're gonna go hang out. I'm just gonna tell you what about myself. I ain't got, I'm not trying to win nothing from you. And if that's the deal, then we can work together. If not, I find out I met some really good people just off taking blind meetings. I have really good friends to this day that I have off of just blind meetings. Now I have a lot of wasted time.
Right.
That I have too.
Right.
But you know, so I mean,
so at the end of the day, that was worth it for you.
The what?
Because of the relationships you have now.
Oh yeah.
The wasted time was worth it.
Yeah, totally. It wasn't a waste of time. There's never, it wasn't a waste of time. I never find anything as a waste of time, right? I find things as experiences that make it that I don't want to either do that or I want to do more of that.
Mm-hmm.
There's never a waste of time. It's only a waste of time if you're scrolling on your phone, playing games on your phone, or doing something, watching some stupid show that is not giving you any monetary value. That's a waste of time.
Right.
Right? Anything else is not a waste of time.
Right. And you're really good at that. You're really good at, you know, like friendships and creating connections that mean something and lead you somewhere.
Yeah, I need to be better at it, though, right? Because I don't like, that goes back to the thing I was talking about, like networking, right? I don't need to do that anymore. I don't need to be networking. Like, I don't need to know, like, I don't want to go into a room, like the speed dating networking thing, like where you go around and pass all your business cards and all that.
Right.
I don't need
to tell everybody
anymore
about your business in 1 minute or less.
I'm not doing that anymore. I ain't got time for that. That's different. But the people that you meet and you have a relationship with, build on those relationships, foster those relationships, and then try to make those deeper. And instead of like just going out and handing out business cards. You know how many business cards I have in my bag right now? You want me to grab it real quick?
No, it's okay.
Okay, there's like 500 business cards in my bag.
Yes, we believe you.
And you know what I do? When I go to these things, right? So I go to Chamber of Commerce meetings, I go to luncheons, and then I usually meet a dude. This always happens, right? I'm in the elevator. I get in the elevator. Some dude comes up. Yeah, man, what's up, man? Well, who are you? I'm Gerard Bullock. He's like, what's your name? He tells me his name. We switch cards. The second I leave out of that meeting, I email that dude. Mm. Yo, man, great meeting in the elevator. It was so much fun. You know, at the event, blah, 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 this and that. He goes, oh, man, let's grab lunch. Okay, cool. I don't even know what that dude does. I don't really care. Mm-hmm. We met in the elevator. If you and I meet in the elevator and we talk for a couple minutes and we exchange cards, we're going to hang out at least once. And then we're going to figure out if it's something that we do or not do.
Right.
I didn't tell you about that. I always do that. That's why I have so many business cards in there. But, you know, I just text just now. Dude, I'd met somewhere random that looking to do something. But, yeah, so my advice is always take the meeting if you, I mean, if you ain't got nothing to do, take the meeting. I got a lot to do. So.
Or maybe if you're going to take meetings, just do it on certain days. That way it doesn't take up your whole entire week.
Yeah, so that's another thing she tried to tell me to do. And you know what, though? Over the years, we've been married for over 22 years, right? Mm-hmm. 22 years.
Ish,
around that, right? And at first, I never listened. But now she tells me what to do, and I do it.
I just offer suggestions. I never tell you what to do.
Yeah, right. You told me, look, I'm going to show you right here. She told me you need to get a book. You need to write that. Look at this book. I got a book.
I had him create that.
His name on it. It's got all the stuff in here.
Everything that's important.
I got a planner. It's important.
I mean, yeah.
Cross off the stuff.
Well, you live by Google, the calendar, and sometimes you just need to write them down so you can cross things off.
Yeah, and that's what I did, right? Mm-hmm. And guess what? I'm more productive with it because I feel like I wasn't getting anything done, right? And there's a lot we get done, but then there's a lot I feel like I don't get done. But then she told me, hey, write it down and make it. And it does. It feels accomplished that I get to check it off.
Yeah. Highlight it off, whatever you do. But you do see that, you know what? I am getting stuff done because sometimes it can feel like you're not.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I agree with you now on always taking the meeting. I think because I've definitely benefited from you taking meetings when I haven't taken them myself. So I do see the benefit in that. I just think with the time that you have, you really need to manage how you're taking these meetings.
Sure. And it might not be something for a while. Like I was in a leadership class and the guy that was one of the speakers was like, yeah, if you want to meet with me, cool. We'll talk. And, you know, in the next 3 weeks from now, we can meet. And somebody got offended. It was like, yo, man, like we're talking about mentoring the young people to like get to where we are and do this stuff one day. And you're going to tell them it's 3 weeks from now. I'm like, yo, man, this dude is busy. He's a CFO or COO or whatever he is, man. The guy ain't got no time to just be going to coffee. His calendar. If you want to go like right now, like we were talking this morning about like, hey, what are we doing in the next three weeks?
Yep.
Because we ain't got, the days are booked.
I even forgot what week it was.
Listen to this. This is crazy. I got passionate. I get mad. She was like, hey, you know, I said, hey, I'm trying to catch up with these people. Me and you need to go to lunch with these guys. Like, oh, yeah. Because we have some friends we're trying to catch up with. And I was like, so when do you want to do it? I said, we can do it tomorrow. But let me know what day. She was like, any day next week. I was like, we're going out of town on Thursday. We're going to go watch your daughter run in India on Friday. We're going to Orlando to watch volleyball on Saturday. And she's like, no. That's the last week of the month that we're doing that. I was like, that's next week.
Yeah, I missed a whole week somewhere. February's already a short month, but.
Yeah, but not like a week.
Right.
It's like 3 days, right? So the thing is like, right, time is flying. And I warned her. I said, hey, look, you know, it was like 60 degrees like 3 weeks ago. I said, hey, man, it's about to get real cold in here. So why? So Tennessee is what happens in Tennessee. It's cold, like for no reason. And it's like six.
Right now.
Like right now, six, right? Told you. Yeah. But yeah, so that's our discussion on that. I mean, I would say that if you're starting off in whatever business you're starting off in and you ain't got nothing going on, you got to take the meeting. You got to go. You got to go to everything. You got to check it out. You got to find out what the thing is. But then as you start to, and I went the extreme as I took on too many meetings. And then I was like, okay, now I got to peel some of the stuff off.
Right? And I was the opposite. I didn't want to take any meetings. Feel like I didn't have time for that, but just kind of watching your path and seeing your journey, I'm realizing, okay, maybe I'll take meetings. I'm still going to be me and kind of do some background research on these people and decide if it's something that's just going to be a sales pitch, which I really don't have time for.
I don't have time for that either.
Or if it's something that I can collaborate with somebody, help them grow. They can help me grow. We can, you know, use what we have for the good, I guess.
If you got something to sell me, just tell me what you got. It's cool. It's fine. I could tell you if I need it, if I tell you if I don't, right? Or I could tell you I got somebody else that already does it for me. It's fine. But don't send me a message or a text or see me and say, hey, do you have some time to talk about how to do this thing. I'm like, man, what is it? Well, I talk. Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Right. You're taking me down a rabbit hole now. Mm-hmm. Right. So just tell me what it is. It's cool. And if there's no ask, that's great. Mm-hmm. We went to dinner with some guys one time and he actually was looking for an ask. I'm like, man, I don't want nothing from you, man. Mm-hmm. We're just hanging out. Like, I mean, look at that. There's no back angle. If we're going to take a meeting, we're just going to hang out and talk and break bread and have fellowship. Mm-hmm. I don't want nothing from you. Mm-hmm. Now, if you ask me for something, then, okay, great. I can help you with this.
He's very good at that because you do have a lot of connections. So you are able to help direct people, whether it's something you can help them with personally or you know somebody that will.
Yeah, just ask me what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, man, I'll help you with that. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Just tell me what it is. And I'll connect you in any kind of way. And then it's your job from there. Mm-hmm. I'll put you on the group text. Yo, man, I just want to introduce you to this great dude. I do it every day. So, yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. So let us know where you stand on that if you want. Comments below. But, yeah, I think we covered it all.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for helping us straighten it out.
See you next time.
See you next time.
See you, bye.